Good morning. God bless you.
I told you I'm not a hired minister, I'm a local minister.
Ndakakuudzai kuti handisi mufundisi abhadharwa mari kuuya kuno asi ndiri mufundisi wepano.
I am your brother.
Ndiri hama yenyu.
I have come to help where I can.
Ndauyawo kuzobatsira nepandinokwanisa.
I don't say I have all the help you need.
Handisi kuti ini ndine rubatsiro rwose rwamunoda.
Only God does.
Mwari ega ndiye anokwanisa izvozvo.
But the little bit we can bring on the side.
Asi zvishoma zvatokwanisa kuuya nazvo parutivi.
Despise not the day of small things.
Hanzi musazvidze mazuva ezvinhu zvidiki.
While you are standing.
Tichiri takamira.
Let us find the book of Judges chapter 9.
Ngatiendei kubhuku revatongi chitsauko 9.
I'm going to try to speak very slowly this morning.
Ndichaedza kuti nditaure ndisingakurumidze zvangu mangwanani ano.
And I would also like to say,
uye ndida kuti zvakare,
I have not come to choose you a pastor.
Handina kuuya kuzokusarudzirai mufudzi.
The power to choose lays in your hands.
Simba rekusarudza mufudzi riri kwamurimi.
That is the message of the hour.
Ndo zvatinotenda mumharidzo yenguva.
The local assembly will elect.
Kereke inozvisarudzira.
Let us read Judges 9 from verse 4.
Kativerengei vatongi chitsauko 9 kubva pandima yechi4.
Take note of the scripture.
Nyatsokucherechedzai gwaro iri.
And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him.
Vakamupa mari yesirivheri. Yakasvika mashekeri ana makumi manomwe yavakatora paimba yaBhaari Bhereti. Abhimereki akaripira varume vakaipa vasine hanya ivo vakamutevera.
Watch verse 7. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim and lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them, hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you.
Tarisai pandima 7. Vakati vaudza Jotamu izvozvo, iye akaenda akandomira pamusoro pegomo reGerizimi. Akadana nezwi guru akati kwavari, mundinzwei imi varume veShekemi, kuti Mwari akunzweiwo imi.
Jotham was the only surviving son.
Jotam ndiye ega mwanakomana anga asara.
Listen to his parable. Verse 8. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said unto the olive tree, reign thou over us.
Inzwai chirevo chake, imwe nguva miti yakandozvidzorera mambo wayo, yakandozvidzodzera mambo wayo, ikati kumuorivi, iva mambo wedu iwe.
Verse 9, but the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness, which means oil, wherewith by me they honor God and men, and go to be promoted over the tree?
Asimu orivi wakati kwa iri, ko inindengarega mafuta angu, anurumbizwa na mwari na vanu, mandiri, ndipepe uko nokoko, famsoro pemiti ere.
Verse 10. And the tree said to the fig tree, come thou and reign over us.
Zvino miti ikati kumuonde, uya iwe uva mambo wedu.
But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the tree?
Asi muonde wakati kwairi, ko ini ndingarega kutapira kwangu, nemichero yangu yakanaka. Ndipepere uko nokoko pamusoro pemiti here.
Then said the trees unto the vine, come thou and reign over us.
Zvino miti ikati kumuzambiringa, uya iwe uve mambo wedu.
And the vine said unto them, should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and men, and go to be promoted over the tree?
Muzambiringa ukati kwa iri. Ko inindingarega waini yangu inofadza mwari na vanhu. Ndipepere uko nokoko pamusoro pemiti.
Verse 14, then said all the trees unto the bramble, come thou and reign over us.
Ipapo miti yose yakati kurukato, uya iwe uve mambo wedu.
The bramble tree in Hebrew is atad.
Rukato ndono nibuchebero atad.
It's a thorn tree.
Rukato miti ine minzwa.
It's the tree out of which the crown of thorns was made.
Ndo muti wakabva minzwa yekorona yakagadzirwa Ishe.
Nothing grows under that tree.
Hapana chinokwanisa kumera pasipo muti uyu.
Let's read 15, 16 and 17 before you take your seat.
Regati venenge 15, 16 and 17 mozogara zvenyu pasi.
And the bramble tree said unto the trees, if in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon.
Rukato rukati kumiti, kana mukandizodza kuti ndive mambo wenyu zvirokwazvo. Chiuyai muvande pamumvuri wangu. Kana musingadi, moto ngaubude parukato, uparadze misidhari yeRebanon.
So it is the only tree that produces nothing but vengeance.
Saka ndiwo ega moto usina chimwe chinobuda pauri asi kusiva nehasha.
Now therefore, if you have done truly and sincerely in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, Jerubbaal is Gideon, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands,
saka zvino kana makaita zvakanaka nezvakarurama zvamakaita Abimeleki mambo wenyu, uye kana makaitira Jerubbaal ndi Gideon neimba yake zvakanaka nokumiitira sezvaakafanirwa pamusoro pezvaakakuitirai.
So Jotham the son of Gideon says, for my father fought for you.
Saka Jotham mwanakomana wa Gideon ari kuti baba vangu vakakurwirai.
You may enjoy the comfort of your seat.
Ropafadzwa henyu nezvigaro zvenyu.
While I remain standing.
Isu tosara hedu takamira.
Our title this morning is going to be
Musoro wemaridzo iri mangwana ano uchanzi
Parallels
zvinofambirana,
motives and objectives
zvinangwa nezvikonzero.
Subtitle is going to be choices.
Pfungwa yangu ichange ichiti sarudzo.
When God made all things in the beginning,
Mwari pavakasika zvinhu zvose pamavambo,
he had a motive and an objective.
Vakanga vaine chinangwa nedonzo.
Brother Branham says, when he made you and me,
Brother Branham anoti pavakasika iwe neni,
his motive and objective was fellowship.
Chinangwa chavo nedonzo ravo rangarire kuti pave nekuwadzana.
He says in Malachi 4, 5 and 6,
vanotaura pana Malachi 4, 5 and 6,
behold, I will send you Elijah.
Tarira ndinokutumira iwe Eria.
Then he reveals his motive and objective.
Vanobva varatidza donzo ravo nechinangwa chavo.
He shall turn your heart.
And achashandura moyo yenyu.
Now while we speak this morning,
tiri kuparidza mangwanani ano,
we may be a little lengthy because
tinogona kuti rebesei nekuda kwekuti
our brothers are going to project the quotes as I give them. I'll give them the key words.
Hama dzedu vekuprojekta vachange vachitibuditsira maquotation apa ndichange ndichivapa mazwi anoita kuti vagone kumatsvaga.
But I will read from the Hebrews chapter 5 and 6.
Ndichaverenga kubva kuna vaHebheru chapter 5 ne 6.
September 1957.
Yakaparidzwa September 1957.
The prophet says, I believe in the supreme authority of the local assembly.
Profita anoti ndinotenda musimba guru rekereke yakazvimirira.
Yes, let each church be its own, choose its pastors and deacons.
Hongu kereke ngaizvisarudzira yoga vafundisi vayo nemadikoni ayo.
In that way, the man in there has no bishop over him.
Zvino murume iye anenge asarudzwa nenzira iyi haana mumwe mubishop pamusoro pake.
The Holy Spirit wants to speak something to that church.
Kana Mweya Mutsvene une chaunoda kutaura kukereke iyi.
They don't have to ask anybody about it.
Havana mumwe munhu wavanofanira kuvhunza pamusoro pazvo.
We are well aware of all these things.
Tinonyanya kuzivisa zvinhu izvi.
We have only come to help. Once this church has chosen its pastor, then I may very well declare I don't know the candidates, and I don't want to be accused of colluding with any of them.
Yekuti ini ndaiva ndine umwe ushamwari nemumwe wenhengo
iyi. I have not met privately with any of them.
Yekuti handina mumwe wandakanosangana naye pakavanda nemamwe
avo. Let that be clear from the beginning.
Regai izvi zvibva zvajekeswa kubva pakutanga.
That way I can have the freedom to speak to you this morning.
Kana zvadaro ndine kusununguka kuti nditaure kwamuri mangwana nehana.
As your brother.
Sehama yenyu.
Some are quick to say,
we don't
need anybody from outside to come and teach
us. I
don't know myself to be from outside. I'm from within the message community. Outsider would be when you bring in a denominational preacher. But we are all one body by the message of the hour.
Some are
also quick to say, you don't preach doctrine when you come into another church. Yes, I know the quotation. But if you were here on
Friday,
we pointed out successfully how quotes may be quoted out of context.
Kuti mashoko a Brother Branham anogona kushandiswa kunzwe kwemwaka kana panzvimbo isiriyo.
When Brother Branham made that statement,
Brother Branham pavakataura chirevo ichi,
he was still reaching out to the denominations outside the message.
Vakanga vachiri kuenda kunoparidzira kumasangano anga asiri kereke yemharidzo.
But once the message brought us into the message,
asi mharidzo ino payakatipinza mumharidzo,
you are welcome to come to my church and teach anything that's in the message.
Uno wakasununguka kuya kuchechi yangu woparidza zvese zvinotendwa nemharidzo ino.
Because the seven seals are a doctrine.
Nekuti zvisimbiso zvinomwe idzidziso yemharidzo.
Some people don't believe it.
Namwe havazvitendi.
But it's a doctrine for us in the message.
Asi idzidziso yedu isi dziri mumharidzo.
The rapture is a doctrine.
Kubvutwa idzidziso.
Some churches don't believe in it.
Mamwe makereke haazvitende.
But it is a doctrine within the message.
Asi itori dzidziso iri mumharidzo ino.
So are you saying,
saka iwe uri kuti here,
that when you come to Pretoria where I am pastor,
ukauya kuPretoria kwandiri mufundisi,
I must stop you from preaching the rapture and the seal?
Ndivana kukumisa kuparidza kubvutwa nezvisimbiso?
No, you are welcome to preach him in my church because we are one body.
Kwete wakasununguka kuya kuzoparidza kukereke yangu nekuti tiri mutumbi mumwe.
Now let us take two quotations that may appear contradictory.
Regai titore zvinokorwa zviviri zvinoita kunge zvinopikisana.
Our brothers are going to punch in the following words while I speak.
Hama dzedu dzichanyora mavara aya pandichange ndichitaura.
Board select group.
Boka richisanangura boka.
Bring appointed church.
Mazwi aya ataurwa.
I repeat.
Ndichadzokorora.
The words are,
mazwi echirungu
atoreuti, board select group.
Richi select group.
Bring appointed church.
Ne bring appointed church.
It is a quotation from 1958.
Ichi chinokorwa kubva kuna 1958.
We have to quote all of them and balance them within the context.
Tinofanira kuzvitora zvose tonyatsozvienzanisa mumamiriro
ezvinhu. Did you get those keywords, my brother?
Mabata here mazwi echirungu amataurirwa hama.
Because now the length of the service is going to be determined by how quick you are.
Zvinokureba kwemharidzo kwakuzove nechekuita kuti hama dziri kumusoro uko vachange vachikurumidza zvakadii.
Thank you.
Maita
basa. Here it is, the placing of deacons.
Yecho chinokorwa ichi pakugadzwa kwemadeacon.
And so therefore, then it has been found favorable with the board and the pastor.
Naizvozvo zvaonekwa zvakafanira neboka nemufudzi.
So here he brings in the board.
Apa vari kuunza boka.
At this time we are without a pastor.
Yes, you know, atina mufudzi.
And the overseer to select in this group of people here some men whom we think to be honorable and just men.
Kuti tisarudze varume vari pano vatiri kufunga kuti vanoremekedzwa uye vakarurama.
Don't miss the word board.
Musarasikirwe neizwi rekuti boka.
We can only bring them.
Tinokwanisa bedzi kungovaunza.
He's making it clear that the board does not say these are your pastors.
Vari kunyatsozvisa pachena kuti boka iri harisitori kuuya roti ava ndo vafudzire.
They are only bringing them before you.
Vari kungovaunza nekuvazivisa pamberi penyu bedzi.
It is your collective vote that will say who's who.
Asi ivhoti yenyu pamwe chete ichataura kuti achava mufudzi ndiani.
Yeah, he says, and it's them that are appointed by the church by their own vote.
Zvino vanozogadzwa nekereke kubudikidza nekusarudza kwayo.
You can read the rest of it, it's open before all.
Munokwanisa kuzoverenga zvimwe zvose zviri pachena kwatiri tose.
The board has got a part to play.
Boka rine chekuita.
Then they bring it before you.
Vanoriunza, vavaunza pamberi penyu.
And then the church appoints them by their election.
Zvino kereke ndo inozovagadza kubudikidza nekusarudza kwavo.
But in the case where some people are of the opinion that the board is compromised.
Asi kana paine vamwe vane mafungire ekuti kokana boka racho iri riri revanhu vavasiri kuda.
We are going to read you another quote.
Tichakuverengerai zvakare chimwe chinokoma.
Where the system can be reversed.
Kuti nzira yazvinoitwa iyi inogona kudzoswa shure.
Where the people are and will be given the opportunity to field their own candidates.
Ikuti vanhu vanokwanisa kupiwa mukana wekusarudza wavanoda.
So that the church remains united in this sense.
Kereke inoramba yakabatanwa nemaonero aya.
They don't say the board forced the candidates over us.
Kuti vasazoti boka revatungamiri ndo rakatimanikidza kuti vavanhu
vanoda. When you balance it with the church also appoints and then it comes to a vote, everybody should be happy.
Tozvienzanisa nekuti kereke inosarudza vozosarudza munhu wese ofara.
But can the board select a wrong person? Yes.
Yeah, tada kumbobvunza kuti boka rinokwanisa kusarudza here munhu asiriye.
Let's back it up with a quote.
Ngatizvitsigirei nechinokorwa.
Punch age early 20s. Age.
Nyorai mazwi aya echirungu anoti age early 20s tione chinokorwa chedu.
The prophet is going to relate a case.
Profita vari kutsanangura ime nyaya yakamboitika.
Where the board selected a man.
Apo boka remadikoni rakasarudza munhu.
And it was a wrong man.
Anga ari munhu asiriye.
We must teach all of it.
Tofana kudzidzisa zvose.
And balance it.
Toenzanisa.
Here it is, it says, men of our trusty board.
Varume veboka redu revabati vehomwe.
Which board? Watch what he says.
Tarisai zvavari kutaura.
But as the pastor and I came together,
as ini mufudzi neni patagara pamwe chete,
so from the trusty board they had a suggestion of a man.
Saka kubva kuboka rematrusty vane munhu wavanga vasarudza.
Then the pastor and I came together and asked the age of the young man.
Zvino ini nemufudzi tagara pasi tikabvunza makore emurume uyu.
So age is important in your choice.
Saka makore emunhu wamuri kuda akakosha kana muchisarudza.
E.g. You cannot choose for a pastor a little boy who's not even married.
So topasa mienzaniso. Amukwanise kusarudza kuti tuda mufudzi mujaya asatarora.
He can only speak about room 1 and room 2. He knows nothing about room 3.
Anokwanisa kungotaura zveimba yekutanga neyechipiri asati akuzira zveimba yechitatu.
So how can he lead these men who are experienced in room number 3?
Saka anogotungamira seiko varume vari pano vakurava vanoziva zveimba yechitatu.
That's why the prophet is correcting that we found out the age of the young man. He was in his early 20s.
And tazoona makore mujaya kuti anga achangobva pamakore ekutanga kuma 20s.
He was honorable, he was just and a real man.
Anoremekedza akarurama murume chaiye.
But find out that he was a single man.
Asi tazozoona kuti hasati arora.
The Bible requires a deacon to be a married man. He must be the husband of one wife.
Bible rinoda kuti mudikoni ave murume akaroora. Anofana kuve murume womudzimai mumwe.
Now remember, if the deacons must be married men,
rangarirai kuti kana madikoni vachifana kunge vari varume vakaroora,
and they are a stricter office below the pastor,
ivo ndivo vane hofisi ine zvinodikanwa kudarika iri pasi pemufudzi,
how can the pastor himself be unmarried? They say Paul was unmarried. Paul was a dispensational prophet. Are you?
Paulo, aive mu profita, wezera, rose, iwe uriere.
The very Paul then told Timothy, you must be a husband of one wife.
Paulo mumechete yendi, okuraira Timothy, kutunofana kuve murume umudzimai mumechete.
So you must be able to put these statements in their proper context.
Saka unofana kutora magwaro aya, nezvinokorwa izvo zviisa munzimbo yazvo.
We continue with the quote.
And
then another man, which was a very honorable man, very qualified for the job.
And
would have made the quote is cutting here. Or had qualified for the job and would have made a loyal man as a brother suggested him. So who suggested him this time? It's not the board. A brother. It's exactly what I said a while ago.
That
the board may suggest somebody. And the ordinary brother may also suggest. If you have read the quote with me, let's give God a round of applause. Then after investigating the case, that the brother had recently come into this faith. Not just any faith, this faith.
Kuti hama yanga ichangopinda mukutenda kuno. Kwete kumwe kutenda asikutenda kwedu uku.
His wife doesn't believe in it.
Mudzimai wake hasati akutenda.
Then that disqualified the man as the office.
Zvino zvaita kuti asakodzere ku office.
Because he must have all his family in subjection.
Nekuti anofanira kuve nemhuri yake yose iri pasi pake.
They must be also in the faith.
Bose vanofanira kuvewo mukutenda.
Because it would be a conflict.
Nekuti panozova nekupikisana.
Give us another quotation, my brother.
Hama tipe iwewo chimwe chinokurwa zvakare.
Which may be the one I opened with, but punch in church elects own pastors.
Chinogona kunge chiri chimwe chandatanga nacho asi chakanyorwa manemazuva anoti kereke inozvisarudzira vafudzi vayo.
So while you were finding church elects own pastor,
Alpha
and Omega is the same.
Alpha and Omega,
I have a quotation in the seal book. It's all in here after church if you want it. To prove that Brother Branham and Brother Paul had to be on the level, parallel,
Brother Branham na Paul vaifanira kunge vari pachiyero chimwe chete.
Brother Branham says, I pastored this church even before I was married.
Brother Branham ndakafudza kereke ino ndisati ndatomborora.
You are not Brother Branham.
Iwe hausi Brother Branham.
I'll tell you why.
Ndinokuudza chikonzero
sei. Brother Branham had an angel that guarded him.
Nekuti Brother Branham vaive nengirozi yaivatungamirira.
And said, you shall never drink nor smoke nor defile your body in any way.
Ikavaudza kuti hausi kuzombofa wakanwa doro kana kusuta fodzi kana kusvibisa miri wako nenzira ipi hayo.
Don't come to me saying, yeah, but he was unmarried. Do you have an angel?
Haikona kuya kwandiri uchiti Brother Branham wanga asina kuroora. Iwe une ngirozi here inokutungamirira.
See, these quotations all have their context.
Saka zvinokorwa izvi zvine pazvinoshanda.
The same Brother Branham, I'm going to show you a quotation.
Brother Branham amwechete ndida kuratidza chimwe chinokorwa.
Where he says every minister in the house of God.
Apo pavanoti mushumire wese muimba yaMwari.
Must have one wife.
Anofanira kuve nemudzimai mumwe chete.
Speaking like Paul.
Vari kutaura saPaulo.
What if you were sitting there?
Amen.
What if you were sitting there when he said it? But you, Brother Branham, you were not married when you
passed.
He would have said to you,
how
readest thou the scripture? We have no record of Elijah being married. I can show you in Jeremiah that God told him, don't take a wife.
But he ministered.
Those were dispensational prophets. But the rest of us, we live under another order below them. This quotation I'm going to read, the prophet says, owning the property, own the property. The quote, we're starting with own the property. I don't know how this church is structured, but own the property. If you could move it a bit back, my brother.
Because, yeah.
Thank you. He says, you are the ones who control, right? You are the church yourself. And the church, the holy church of God, is the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit in that church.
The
next statement is going to be important later. And the only thing I do is own the property. Give it over to the church as give it over for a church, and it's tax free. And the church elects their own pastors. I have nothing to do with it. This is why George Martin came here. I have nothing to do with whoever you are going to choose for a pastor. He says, and the only way this pastor could ever leave would be if the pastor decides himself to go. Or the majority of the votes of the church would have to say, change the pastor. That's the only way. Amen.
Amen.
The rest you will read. So there is a vast difference in the quotes between appoint, nominate, and elect. Appoint, nominate, and elect. Thus far we are clear that the board may play a part in the appointing or nominating the candidates. We also saw that he said a trustee suggested somebody.
Trustee board.
So when we say board in this case, we mean all of them. We also read that a brother, or you know, can say, but I nominate or I appoint. Is that right? And then we also understood that your nomination, your appointment does not make them that. It must be brought to the entire church to vote. Thus far, are we all agreed? Now, let us back up some statements we make with the message. Give us the following quote using the words, believe God calls men service married.
Believe God calls men service married.
Calls. Calls men service. You know the quote while he's finding it. It's the one where Brother Benham says, if God calls a man and if he is married. Here it is before you. And right here we could start. I believe that when God calls a man to service, if he is a married man and has a helpmate, he calls his wife with him because the two are one. Now, Some of the scientists in the message will take that quote and argue the word if he is married. Well then, here's another quotation that explains that one. Punch in the words, Bible man, minister, house God, one wife. This is how you will see, one statement is made in 62, he says, if. The other one is made in 64 after the seal. Why do you say that, Brother George?
But
now the fullness of the word came down with the opening of the seal. Here's the quotation. He now quotes Paul. Remember, he said, I preached what Paul preached. He said, Timothy 3:2, you are writing it down.
And Timothy 3:2,
and Titus 1-6.
Natito 1-6.
All right now. Yeah. Notice that the Bible said that that man that is a minister in the house of God will have one wife. So he is taking away your scientific argument because you want to say if he is a
man.
Now he's telling you to stand behind this pulpit. You can even read it in Leviticus 21. God is very clear to the Levites and the priests. He says they have to be married. And they must marry from the daughters of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
You can't marry a Jezebel from out there and then you want to pastor a message church. They had to marry within
Israel.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Now, my brothers and sisters, we are going to read three scriptures in succession. I have found out, and I'm humbly saying this. You will discern my spirit. I never speak with pride. I never speak like I know better than you. But I have to make my emphasis. Not many people know that David was anointed 3 times. They only know the first anointing, which is 1 Samuel 16:13. If you can give it to us, my brother. Now, Samuel comes to the household of Jesse. We know the story. We'll save the time. In verse 13, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him, David, in the midst of his brethren.
No, it's 16:13.
Thank you, my precious brethren.
Ipapo Samuel akatora gona mombe ramafuta akamuzodza pakati pehama dzake.
Notice where his first anointing was.
Tarisai mone kuti kuzodzwa kake kokutanga kwanga kuri pai.
Only family matter.
Pakanga pangori nemhuri yake bedzi.
Some people stumble when the family gets involved.
Vamwe vanhu vanobva vatogumbutswa nazvo kana mhuri yakupinzwa munyaya yacho.
As long as they are not standing in the pulpit, they have all the right to get involved. Yes, David's family.
Could
they deny that Samuel anointed David in their presence before the family? It's a family matter. You know why Dathan and Korah ended up being swallowed up by the earth? They did not understand the mystery of how family is involved. They saw Moses as the prophet. They saw Aaron as the chief pastor. And they stumbled that Miriam was a song leader. They thought it's a family matter. They said, you take too much upon yourself. You see, these things must be balanced. Or else we'll be thrown off. Let's see David's second anointing.
2
Samuel
2,
verse
4.
2 Samuel 2.
Verse 4.
And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah.
Marume va Judah vakauya vakazodza David ipo kuti ave mambo weimba ya Judah.
So now this is no longer a household anointing.
Zvino uku hakusiri kuzodzwa kune chekuita nemhuri ya David.
Now it happens before the whole tribe of Judah.
Zvakuitika pamberi perudzi rwose rwaJudah.
Now it is public.
Zvino zvakuitwa pajekerere.
The other one may have been private.
Kuti kuzodzwa kwekutanga kwakangoitwa mumhuri
chete. But it is still the same oil.
Asi mafuta mamwe chete.
Let's see the third one.
2
Samuel 5:17.
Samuel 5:17.
But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel,
zvino vaFiristia vakati vachinzwa kuti David wakanga azodzwa kuti ave mambo wava Israel.
There you go.
Mazviona.
First anointing. Just the family. Second anointing. Just the tribe. Third anointing. Before the whole Israel. Let's give God the praise for that. So any man that you are going to elect to be pastor, and I'm not here to certify any man, you, by the Holy Ghost, will determine who it should be. But that pastor, give me 1 Thessalonians
5:23.
That man has to be anointed in his flesh, in his spirit realm, and in his soul.
Three anointings.
Same oil. Same Holy Ghost. That's why Paul writes, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus.
Mwari worugare, amen. Ngakuite ivatsene kwazo. Mweya wenyu, no moyo, no muviri. Zvichengetwe kwazo. Zvisina.
Do we agree that Paul is saying all the three realms must be anointed? Where did he take it from? Paul was a reader of the Old Testament. He saw one David anointed three times. Amen.
Amen.
So it's not just a matter of candidates who appeal to our sight.
Saka haisingori nyaya yekuti nhengo dzatinongoona kunge dzakafanira pameso.
You must make definitely sure that they are anointed on three realms.
Munofanira kuve nechokwadi chakazara kuti vakazodzwa muzviyero zvitatu izvi.
We read in Judges 9:9 a while ago.
Taverenga kubva kuvatongi 9 verse 9 panguva yapfuura.
The olive tree was the first one they approached. You know why? Because it's the only tree of those trees that produces oil. Now I'm going to tell you what the anointing olive oil was used for. We are talking of anointing, right? Notice the five uses of olive oil.
zvishanu zvinoshandiswa mafuta emuorivhi.
From the olive tree.
Kubva kumuti wemuorivhi.
The first and purest of the oil.
Mafuta ekutanga akachenesa.
Was used for the lampstand menorah in the house of God. Do you all know what the candlestick is? So the first oil went to service to God. The second grade oil from the olive tree. They anointed the priests for service.
Do I so the priests kuti atange basa?
The third grade,
chiero chetatu,
they used it to cook, to feed.
Vaishandisa kubika chaiko zvekudya.
The fourth use, fourth
chiero
grade,
chiero chechina chemafuta emuorivhi.
As you move lower,
uchidzikira pasi,
they made soaps to wash with.
Vaigadzira mafuta ekugezesa.
And the lowest grade of them all,
zvino chiero chemafuta chepasi pasi,
they used it to burn for light in their home.
Ndo chavaishandisa kuisa mumarambe mudzimba dzavo.
So the olive oil had five major uses.
Saka mafuta emuorivhi aive nemabasa mashanu akakosha.
Let us read together Ephesians 4:11 and 12.
Ngativerenge tese vaEfeso
4:11 and 12. Now you see why Paul says there's got to be a fivefold ministry.
Munozonzwisisa kuti sei Paulo achiti panofanira kunge paine shumiro yakapetwa kashanu.
Are you enjoying the word so far?
Muri kuropafadzwa here nesoko kusvika pazvino.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Zvino vakapa vamwe kuti vave vaapostora, vamwe vaprofita, vamwe vaevhangeri, vamwe vafudzi navadzidzisi.
What for?
Kuitireiko?
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Jesus Christ.
Kuti vatsvene vakwaniswe basa ravo rokushumira nerekuvaka muviri waKristu.
So you are welcome to come to our church in Pretoria, South Africa.
Saka unogamuchirwa iwe ukauya kukereke kwedu Pretoria ku South Africa.
Because we are part of the body of Jesus Christ.
Nekuti tiri chikamu chemutumbi wa Jesu Kristu.
And these gifts must therefore operate in the churches that claim the message.
Nekuti zvipo zvinofanira kushanda munharaunda dzemakereke anoti tinotenda maridzo.
I'm going to read to you a letter that Brother Benham wrote to a man. Brother Parker Thomas.
Ama Parker Thomas.
It's a long letter, but I'll read just the line about the fivefold ministry. He says, a prophet, according to Ephesians 4, is one of the gifts that God gave to men. In order to perfect the church. He is a minister by virtue of his office. He does not make his office. The office makes him.
Amen.
In the message we operated the other way around. We think that the man makes the office.
It says,
no, the office makes the man.
And
the
office, do you know it? Amen.
Can we say amen?
That's it, amen.
Give us Matthew 19:12, my brother. And while you are finding it, may I also sound this alarm. David was anointed from a horn of oil.
David akazodzwa kubva kunyanga ine mafuta.
Horn to an animal is its strength.
Zvinonyanga kumhuka ndo simba remhuka iyoyo.
But Saul was anointed from a vial of oil.
Asi Sauro akazodzwa kubva mundiro.
Judgment was already on him. The vials were already on him.
Kutongwa kwakanga kwatove pana Sauro nekuti akanga achishandisirwa ndiro.
So be careful whom you anoint and how you anoint.
Saka chenjererai kuti ndiani wamuri kuzodza uye muri kumuzodza nenzira ipi.
Because Jesus tells us that there are three types of ministers.
Nekuti Jesu akatiudza kuti kune mhando nhatu dzevashumiri.
And we read Matthew 19:12.
Toverenga Matthew 19:12. 12.
Our master speaks.
Tenzi wedu vachitaura.
The master of it all.
Tenzi vazose.
He says, for there are some eunuchs.
Nekuti kune dzimwe ngoma dziriko.
Yeah. Which were so born from their mother's womb.
Dzakaberekwa dzakadaro kubva mudumbu ramai.
Second group, and there are some eunuchs. Which were made eunuchs by men of men. Other men make it. And there'll be eunuchs, third category. Which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heavens. So which one is it going to be at Eastleigh, Tabernacle, Harare, Zimbabwe, Zimandamabwe?
Saka. Ngoma ichauya pano ichava yemhando ipi patabhenekere yepa East pano.
Because if you are going to make yourself,
kana ukazviita iwe wega,
you will last for a while.
Uchangogara kwekanguva.
If you are going to be made by other men,
ukaitwa ngoma nevamwe varume,
you may last a little longer.
Unogona kuti gare zvishoma
zvakarebei. But we are looking for those who are born to be.
Asi tiri kutsvaga avo vakazvarwa vakadaro.
So the hallelujah, I heard something.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says wisdom comes from the mouths of babes.
Bible rakati uchenjeri hunobva mumiromo yevana.
Little one saying hallelujah.
Ndanzwa mumwe achiti hallelujah.
You saw that's just a child.
Unobona kuti achingori mwana.
Really? Jesus said wisdom is perfected in their mouth.
Jesu akati uchenjeri hunokwaniswa mumiromo yavo.
Brother Branham tells there's a quote.
Brother Branham anotaura pani chinokorwa.
That this person was very ill in the house. But it was with a 6-year-old in the house.
Six, seven.
The child didn't know perhaps what number to call. Brother Benham says the child just laid hands on the adult.
Brother Benham
says the and said A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way to X, Y, Z.
Alphabet, A, B, C, Z.
And the person got healed. When they asked Brother Branham, how could this be?
Brother Branham,
he says, God looked at the heart of the child. In our church in
Pretoria,
if my counting is correct,
we
have 13 sets of twins. The youngest of them, when they pray, they can identify Kellogg's. You know Kellogg's?
Cornflakes.
So they'll pray, Lord bless the
cornflakes.
Because they can see it. Lord bless the bread. But when they have to eat pasta and spaghetti, those words are too high for them.
So
they pray, Lord bless it. And God understands that language. So what will it be at
Eastleigh Tabernacle?
The board chose Matthias.
Boka reva dzidziraka sarudza Matthias.
But God chose
Matthias. Asi mwari vakasarudza Paulo.
So your choosing must be very prayerful. Unfortunately, in the message these days, we have assassins who are very good at killing character. They remind me of Joab. You know, Joab was related to David.
Joab anga ine ukama na David.
Joab was David's sister's son.
Joab aive mwana wehanzvadzi ya David.
So it must have been an older sister.
Saimba nanga ari hanzvadzi aive mukuru kuna David.
So already Joab must have in a way looked down on David.
Saka neimwe nzirawo Joab anopananga akatozvidza kare David.
though he was a general in his army. That's why when David said, please deal softly with Absalom.
David pakati Musa shande ne hasha dzakawanda pana Absalom.
He disobeyed and killed Absalom.
Ana kuzviteerera akangomuraya Absalom.
Then when he heard that Abner was going to come in and have a meeting with David,
zvino paakanzwa kuti Abner ari kuuya kuzova nemusangano na David,
he killed Abner.
Akauraya Abner.
Because Joab, if you really study carefully,
nekuti Joab ukanyatsa kumunzvera,
he had a hidden motive to take over the kingdom.
Aive nechinangwa chakavanzikwa chekutora umambo wa David.
That's why later when David dies, and Adonijah assumes that he's going to be next king,
Adonijah ndobva afungidzira kuti ndiye achava mambo
anotevera. Joab sided with him.
Joab akamutsigira.
We are learning.
Tiri kudzidza.
Choices.
Sarudzo.
No revelation.
Hapana
chizaru. But then, let's speak up for the sisters.
Asi ngatimboendai kumune hanzvadzi.
When Nabal, foolish Nabal,
zvino Nabal benzi,
said, who is David?
Akati, David, ndianiye?
The wife, Abigail, had a better discernment of revelation.
Akanga aine kunzvera kuri nani nechizaruro.
So sisters sitting here this morning.
Saka hanzvadzi dzigere muno mangwanani ano.
You are a full-fledged member at Eastleigh.
Kana uri nhengo izere yepano pa Eastleigh.
Your vote also counts.
Voti yako yakakosha.
If your husband wants to vote this way, Nabal,
kana murume wako achida kuvhota neimwe nzira ari benzi Nabhari.
According to that scripture, you have a right to vote according to your revelation.
Maringe negwaro rataverenga iwe sarudza zvine chizaruro chako.
Can I prove a point?
Rega ndikuisirei pachena zvandiri kutaura.
I'm going to use the example of the honorable brother Eddie Biskel and his wife.
Ndoda kushandisa muenzaniso wehama yedu inoremekedzwa brother Ed Biskel nemudzimai wavo.
Ed Biskel wanted that shirt thrown away.
Ed Biskel aida kuti shati iraswe.
He says it himself in his own testimony.
Vakatozotaura iwe pachavo muchapupu
chavo. He thought the hunting shirt was old.
Vakatoti shati yangu yekuvhimisa yasakara.
He says to the wife, do away with it.
Akati kune mudzimai aiwa irasei.
However, the wife thought, I can still mend it.
And
she mended it without telling him. And she packed it in his hunting bag. So when the vision had to be fulfilled of the green checkered shirt, Brother Biskel was unaware the shirt is already in the bag.
Brother Biskel was unaware the shirt is already in the bag.
I believe that whatever shirt Brother Biskel was wearing,
chero isheti ipi yanga yakapfeka na Brother Biskel,
for the vision to kick start,
kuti chiratidzo chitange kutoenda,
God pushed him into the water.
Mari vakavasaidzira mumvura.
He got all wet.
Ndobva yatota.
Then he thought, I better change this shirt.
Ndobva atorega ndichishinda.
And he says, I ran to the tent.
And akamhanya kutende.
Without thinking.
Ndisingafunge.
The first shirt that came up, he said, I put it on.
Sheti yandakatanga kuona ndiye
ndakapfeka. It was a green checkered shirt.
Yanga iri sheti ye green ine mucheck check.
So Sister Biskel was already in the vision.
Saka Sister Biskel vakanga vatogara
vari mumusha. Before Brother Biskel was in the vision.
Brother Biskel vasati vapinda muchizaruro.
So would you condemn Sister Biskel today? And say she disobeyed her husband.
What is Sister Biskel? I want to tell you that.
So don't be a Joab.
Saka haikona kuva Joab.
Don't assassinate characters.
Haikona kuponda hunhu wehama.
Because wise men look beyond your words.
Nekuti varume vakachenjera vanotarisa zviri mberi kwemashoko aunotaura.
How about Haman before we move on?
Ko tikataura zvaHaman tisati taenda mberi mubhuku raEsther.
You see, assumption is very dangerous.
Munoziva kuti kufungidzira kwakaipa fani.
Adonijah thought, well, David is dead, therefore automatically.
Adonijah akati David afa, saka naizvozvo pakarepo
ndichatova mambo. But it didn't work that way.
Hazvinobva zvashanda
nenzira. The family had a meeting.
Mhuri yavo yakava nemusangano.
I'm preaching scripture.
Ndikuparidza magwaro.
Bathsheba ran to David.
Asi Sheba akamhanya kuna David.
And said, "You promised."
Akati makavimbisa.
Why are you quiet?
Sei manyarara.
Am I in the Bible?
Ndiri muBhaibheri here.
Said, "You promised me here in our household."
Makativimbisa, makandivimbisa ini imo
muno
mumba
medu. That my son Solomon would be king.
Kuti mwana komana wangu Solomon ndiye
achava mambo. Now I hear that Adonijah out there is already trumpeting himself as the next king.
Ndikutonzwa Adonijah kunzewo kwa ari kutoridza hwamamba achitozita amambo.
Then David said, "Take Solomon and put him on my horse."
Zvino David akati torai Solomon mumuise pabhiza rangu.
Amen. Was that not a family decision?
Yanga isiri sarudzo yakaitwa mumhuri here?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you still here?
Muri muno here?
Do you read the same Bible I read?
Munoverenga here Bible message randiri kuverenga here?
How about assumption? You know, assuming.
Zvino tingangoti kungofungidzirawo.
The king calls Haman.
Mambo akadana Haman.
Says, "I've been reading the records of the kingdom.
Ndanga ndikuverenga nhorondo yeumambo huno.
There is a man who served me well.
Pane mumurume akandishumira chaizvo zvakanaka.
But when I read the records, I don't see what his reward was.
Asi pandiri kunyatsoverenga nyaya yacho, handisi kuona mubayiro waakapuwa.
What should I do to reward such a man?
Ndinofanira kuiteiko kuti ndipe mubayiro wakafanira kumurume uyu.
And Haman thought, it just has to be me.
Zvino Haman akafungidzira kuti hakuna mumwe kunze kwangu.
Who else is there but me?
Ndiani mumwe kunze kwangu?
You've gone quiet on me.
Manyarara akapandi.
I don't know you. I don't know what you've been speaking privately. I'm just preaching the word." The king says, Haman says, "Oh, bring out your royal horse. Make a public statement. Put that man on your royal horse. And let the man lead that horse through the street with an announcement."
Ngapave nemurume ari kutungamira bhiza iri sekushambadzira kuvanhu.
He says, "You are correct."
Zvikanzi wataura chaizvo.
Put Mordecai on that horse.
Isa Mordecai pabhiza ramambo iroro.
My brother, you're going to give us the next quote.
Hamadzangu tipei chinokorwa chinotevera.
Pumpkin Deacon Federal 10, TEN. Deacon Federal 10.
Chakanzi nechirungu Deacon Federal 10, TEN.
According to American law,
maringe nemurau wekuAmerica,
it may not apply in Zimbabwe or South Africa or anywhere.
Zvinogona kusashanda muZimbabwe, South Africa, chere kune imwe nyika.
So some things Brother Branham puts in the COD, you better be very careful with them.
Zvimwe zvinhu zvinoitwa naBrother Branham COD, unofanira kuzvichenjerera.
They are there.
Zvirimo.
But you have to understand the context.
Asinofanira kunzwisisa kuti zvinoshanda papi.
We'll show you a little later.
Tichakuratidzai pamberi.
He says, "The nation to make that house of God to be the right place."
Hanzi nyika ino kuti vaite kuti imba yaMwari ive nzvimbo yakarurama.
"The nation to make that house of God to be the right place."
Hanzi nyika ino kuti vaite kuti imba yaMwari ive nzvimbo yakarurama.
"And anyone to contrary or contradict a deacon like that."
Zvino ani naani anopikisana nemudhikoni nenzira iyoyo.
"Is subject to 2 to 10 years in the federal prison."
Anokandwa mutorongo kwemakore gumi, maviri kana gumi.
There are many people who must be arrested in the message.
Pane vanhu vakawanda vanofanira kusungwa mumharidzo inoyi.
The next one we read on Friday, but I would like to repeat.
Chime chacho takachiverenga musi wechishanu asi ndoda kuchidzokorora.
The key words are deacon office stricter.
Mashoko ekuti deacon office stricter echirungu.
This quotation may throw you off a little bit.
Chinokorwa ichi chinogona kuita kunge chinokushamisai zvikuru.
I had a deacon years ago.
Ndaive nemudhikoni makore apfuura.
I won't call his name here. I'm being live streamed maybe.
Handichataura zita rake pano nokuti pamwe tiri kubuda palive stream.
And I hope that I leave with this CD or DVD video. I don't know what you call it these days.
Pamwe ndicha.
When I leave, I want to take it home with me.
Ndinotenda kuti pamwe pandichapedza kuparidza ndichaenda kumba neDVD.
So that nobody puts words in my mouth.
Kuti pazoshaya munhu anotaura zvisirizvo.
A deacon broke away from me.
Pane mumwe mudhikoni akabva muchechi medu.
Using this quote out of context.
achishandisa chinokorwa ichi asi panzvimbo isiriyo.
I used to let him preach. That's where it all starts anyway. You take them from nowhere. You know what I'm saying. You take them from nowhere. You give them a name behind the pulpit. The next thing, you are not good enough. I'm coming to the quote. The brother read, a deacon's office is stricter. And by that he was thinking he's elevating himself above the pastor. Well, the prophet is not going to say he's stricter than the pastor. When you read it again, if the pastor is the head of the assembly, the deacon's office is stricter than the other offices that come behind. How can Brother Branham contradict himself, say the pastor is a final authority? And you think that stricter means he's now above the final authority. Reminds me of a young man too. We all have them.
Young preacher.
So I also give him the pulpit. Years ago. And he reads the quote, a man's ministry is only 3 years. I'm out of town, I'm preaching somewhere else. I think back then he said, our pastor has been in this ministry 25 years. The pastor, the prophet says only 3 years. So I came back, I had a private meeting with him. I said, do you really think I don't know about that quote? I'm talking to you too. Do you really think some of these quotes flying about, we don't know them? It is the proper context of application that we're looking for. So I asked the brother kindly. I said, yes, my brother, any man's ministry peaks at 3 years. I said, now tell me where Brother Benham says where the 3 years begin.
Is
it 3 years at his beginning? Is it 3 years in the middle of his calling? Or is he referring to the last 3 years before he goes home? He says, I don't know. I said, so if you don't know, next time I give you the pulpit, read the quote and say, I don't know. Now let's read the quotation before you. Everybody knows this part. Now remember, the deacon is a policeman. Oh, everybody loves this. And it is true, they are policemen. But very few read on. And a deacon's office is actually more strict than most any other office in the church.
Office ya mudikoni ndiyo ine zvinodikanwa zvakawanda kudarika mamwe mahofisi ese muchurch.
He never said strict more than the pastor.
Havana kumboti ine zvinodikanwa kudarika zvemufudzi.
He said any other office thereafter.
Hanzi ime yose office iriko kumashure.
In the church. I don't know of an office any more strict than the deacon's office.
And
the
same office in his Nodikan Wakudarika deacon.
That's right, because he's got a real job.
And
he's God's man. Here it comes. He's God's man just much as the pastor is God's man.
Mudikon munu wamwari se kungo munu wamwari kurimufuzi.
He almost makes him a pastor. The quote.
chinokorwa ichi.
But he never said stricter than the pastor.
Asa vana kuti office yavo inozinodikanwa kudarika yemufudzi.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord have mercy. How readest thou, Jesus said.
Munoverenga seiko Jesu akabvunza.
That's why the prophet says the pastor is the ox of the team.
Muprofita akati mufudzi ndiye nzombe yeboka iyi.
That one you know.
Ichi munoziva.
From warning then judgment.
Pamaridzo inonzi kuyambirwa kwozouya kutonga.
Paragraph 104. But many people forget why Brother Branham says a pastor is the ox of the team.
Asi vanhu vakawanda vanokanganwa kuti chikonzero ndechei Brother Branham vakati mufudzi ndiye nzombe yeboka iyi.
I think by now you know, he says he brings the two parties together that are fighting.
Ndofunga makunzwisa iye zvino kuti vanounza mapoka mairi ari kurwisana.
He takes no sides.
Havasinga tore rutivi.
He bears the burdens of the people. He's a sacrificial person.
Ndovanotakura mutoro wevanhu, ndovanozvipirisa.
Here's a quote.
Pane chinokorwa ichi.
The church, there is a pastor, and that pastor is a special person.
Kereke ine mufudzi, uye mufudzi uyu munhu akakosha chaizvo.
He's built where he can put up with the fusses of the people.
Akagadzirwa nenzira yekuti anokwanisa kutakura kurwisana kwevanhu.
He's a burden bearer.
Anotakura mutoro.
He's the ox of the team.
Ndiye nzombe.
He's a man that can sit down when somebody's got something against somebody else and sit down with them two families and take neither side and reason it out and bring it right back into the sweetness.
Ndiye murume anokwanisa kugara nemhuri mbiri dziri kupesana, ogara navo pasi asina divi raari kutora kusvika vasvika pakuwirirana nekutapira zvakare.
But you forget this.
Atinokanganwa izvi.
That the ox has got four stomachs.
Kuti nzombe ine matumbu mana.
That's why they graze all day.
Ndosaka dzichifura zuva rose.
And they still chew through the night.
Dzozoenda kunozeya usiku wose.
So the pastor must be a man that's got a large stomach, spiritually speaking.
Saka mufudzi anofanira kunge ari munhu ane dumbu huru chairo pamweya.
When the church divides into four parts, he must have a stomach for each faction.
Zvino kana kereke yapatsanuka kuve zvikamu zvina, anofanira kuve nedumbu rinoenderana nezvikamu izvi.
But when the cow has chewed that grass,
asi kana mushure mekunge mombe yadya uswa uyu,
it produces white milk.
Inoburitsa mukaka muchena.
Amen.
Wakachena.
But the same ox has got four hoofs.
Asi mombe imwe chete iyi ine mazondo mana.
If you're not careful, he can stomp you into the ground
kana,
when you are wrong.
Kana ukasachenjera inokutsika-tsika pasi apa kana waita zvakaipa.
That's why pastors are the most amazing people.
Ndosaka vafudzi vari vanhu vanoshamisa zvikuru kudarika vose.
They can be sweet.
Vanogona kutapira.
They can be very nice.
Vanogona kuva akanaka chaizvo.
There are other times.
Asi pane dzimwe nguva.
They preach like
vanoparidza zvine ukasha.
He has to be able to do that.
Vanofanira kunge vachikwanisa kuzviita.
So whoever is going to be pastor here.
Saka ani nani zvake achava mufudzi pano.
If you make yourself too much of a donkey.
Ukanyanya kuzviita iwe mbongoro.
They will ride you to death.
Vachakutasva kusvika parufu.
Give us the scripture 2 Kings 22.
Tipeyo gwaro remadzimambo echipiri.
We are going to read from verse 3 to 7. We have the time.
Javerenga verse 3 kubva verse 3 kusvika 7. Nguva tichinayo.
I want us to identify a character called Shaphan.
Toda kuti tione mumwe murume ipapa anonzi Shaphan.
Correct. In Hebrew it's Shaphan. Wow.
Pachebero
anonzi Shaphan. My brother is Jewish.
Ama yangu muJuda.
I say Shaphan, but it's Shaphan. You said it right.
Ndi Shaphan pachiJuda.
Let us read about how they ran the business of the temple.
Ngativerenge kuti vaifambisa sei basa remutemberi.
And it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying.
Sinone gore regumi namasere ramambo Josiah. Mambo akatuma munyori Shaphani, mwanakomana waAzaria, mwanakomana waMeshurami, kumba kwaJehovha akati.
So Shaphan is receiving instructions from King Josiah.
Saka Shafani arikurayirwa namambo Josia.
Go up to Hilkiah the high priest that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people. He is a treasurer trusty.
Enda kuna Hikia muprista mukuru umuudze averenge marino iskwa mumbama Jehova yakaunganizwa na matariri mukowa kuvanu.
And let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work. In other words, he is a treasurer, and then it must be delivered into the hands of the trustees. And let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work.
Vaipe mumaoko avabatire basa vanotarira imba ya Jehovah. Ivo vaipe vabatire basa vari mumba ya Jehovah kuti vagare. All right.
That have
woma ari kuipa kune iye nditireza ari kupa mari kune vabatire home.
That have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord to repair the breaches of the house.
Ivo vaipe vabative basa vari mumba maJehovah kuti vagadzire zvakaputsika paimba.
And to carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the house.
Ivo vavezi navavaki navanoronga mabwe uye vatenge nayo matanda namabwe akavezwa kuti vagadzire imba.
You'll read the rest when you get home. However, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully.
Asi havana kubvunzwa pamusoro pamari yakaiswa mumaoko avo, nekuti vaibata vakatendeka.
You have no problem in any church, mine included.
Hauna dambudziko kune kereke ipi zvayo kusanganisana neyangu.
If the treasurer and the treasurers, it depends, trustees, I have treasurers and trustees, I'll read you the quote later.
Kana ma treasurer ni ma trustee,
I have them in my church.
Jinavo mkereke mangu.
If they deal faithfully,
kana vakabata vakatendeka,
you have no problems, that church runs smoothly.
Hamuna matambudziko, kereke iyo inofamba zvakanaka.
But woe betide the day there's a little bit of suspicion.
Asi panozove nenhamo musi unotanga kuve nekufungidzirwa.
If the trustee treasurer or trustees treasurers don't account openly, there's big trouble in that church.
Asi kana treasurer nema trustee kana boka ravo rose vasiri kubata mari dzemukereke vakatendeseka.
Because once the confidence of the people is dented,
kana kuvimba kwevanhu nearo boka iri,
the funds are going to trickle in by drip drip.
Mari dzevanhu dzichavenge dzakuya dziri dzishoma nezvishoma.
But Shaphan was an honest one.
Asi Shaphan akanga akatendeka.
And those that came and did the work of the Lord were honest people.
Avo vaiuya vachiita basa raJehovah vaive vanhu vakatendeka.
So there was no need for them to be questioned around every bend, give an account.
Saka panga pasina chikonzero chekuti panguva dzose vangonzi chimbotiudzai kuti mari dziri kufamba sei, tiudzaiwo kuti mari dzakadii.
But if there is a question,
asi kana paine mubvunzo,
give me Luke 16 verse 2.
Ndipeyo Luke 16 verse 2.
The words of our Lord Jesus.
Mashoko aishe wedu Jesu.
Then the trustees, treasurers, must account.
Zino matrustee kana na treasure vanofana kuzopindurira.
Jesus says, and he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of you? Give an account of your stewardship. Give an account. I hear things. Prove that it is not so.
Ipapo akamudana akati kwaari, izvi zvandinonzwa pamusoro pako ndezveiko? Chizvidairira pamusoro peutariri hwako.
Amen.
Unofanira kuzvidairira.
Don't go quiet on me, I didn't write the Bible.
Haikona kundinyararira, handisiri ndakanyora Bible.
I didn't speak these words.
Handisiri ndakaisa mashoko aya.
And I don't know anything about this church, how you run things.
Handizive zvekereke ino kuti munofambisa sei zvinhu zvenyu.
I speak like I would speak to my own church.
Ndiri kutaura sekunge ndiri kutaura kukereke yangu.
So don't go quiet on me.
Saka haikona kundinyararira.
I am in conspiracy with no man.
Handina munhu wandiri kuronga naye zvinhu.
Give us the following quote, my brother, we are doing very well.
Ndipe chinokorwa chinotera hama, tiri kunyatso kushanda zvakanaka.
Trustees under duty watch finances tapes. Trustees under duty Watch finances.
Tape.
There it is. The quote has come up.
1963.
Please note the quote.
Brother
Branham speaks it in the plural.
Brother Branham ari kutaura mukuwanda kwavo.
I used this when we were starting our church.
I have trustees.
So that the others can check on the others. Now the trustees, plural. The only thing, they are under duty by God to watch the finances and take care of that. The things that go on like that.
Zino, iwo chavanofana kungoita bedzi. Vari pasi pebasa kuna Mwari kutarira pamusoro pezvemari. Uye nehanya yezvimwe zvinhu.
I told you about them tapes and about other things here that go on. Other things here that go on about the building and the repairs and the taking up of the finances and things.
Nematepe ndakakuudzai pamusoro pezvimwe zvinhu zvinoitika pano, pamusoro pekuvakwa nekugadzirisa nekutorwa kwemari nezvimwe zvinhu.
Watch the next line.
Tarisai mutsara unotevera.
That's what they, plural, are trustee of. Plural, they are trustee of.
Ndo izvo kereke yakavimba kuti ivatarire pamusoro pazvo.
Brother Branham always spoke about more than one trustee.
Brother Branham, why one zotara pamusoro pemutrustee kwete mumwe asi vazhinji. Pane boka rema trustee.
That's what they are trustee of, the property, finances and things.
Ndo utariri wavo pamusoro pezvemari nezvimwe.
We are going to come to a little bit of a serious quote in a while.
Tichasvika pane imwe quote ine kurevesa panguva iri kutevera.
About what he said about property.
Pamusoro pezvavakataura pamusoro peproperty.
But allow me to read from the constitution of the Branham Tabernacle.
Ndiverengere nditendere ndiverenge pamusoro pebumiro remutemo re Branham Tabernacle.
Which many of our young people on social media hardly know of.
Iyo constitution yacho isingazikano nevakawanda vechidiki vari kungopengereka pa social media.
And I'm saying this with all respect.
Ndikutaura izvi ndine kuremekedza kakose.
Mudara akagara pasi. Anovona zviri kure.
When a man is seated down, he sees the
Lord. Kupuya mujaya akakwira mimiti.
When a elder is seated down, he sees more than when a young man is standing up.
In a tree.
Akagara pamuti. Akagara mumuti.
Thank you. I told you I'm not from outside. Do you now believe that I'm one of you? God bless you. I say that in love. The office of the treasurers.
Office ya treasure, kana kuti ma treasure.
And I want you to read it in English and translate it in Shona in case they think I made it up.
Ndakuverenga muchirungu. Tichazodudzira kuendesa mushona kuti muone kuti hazvina kugadzirwa na Brother George Martin.
Read it in English first.
Regai tiverenge muchirungu. The office of the treasurer. The responsibility of the treasurer is to provide an exact account.
Provide an exact account. Not keep quiet on it.
Kupa uchapupu uzere kwete kunyarara. An exact account of the financial status of the present funds in the treasury. This report is to be made available to the pastor or the board of trustees upon their request of such a report. No other office in the church may have access to this information.
Correct, we agree.
Tawiriran.
So if you have more than one trustee,
zvino kana muine mutrustee anodarika mumwe,
then the other trustees can call for such an account.
Zvino mamwe matrustee anokwanisa kubvunza kuti tinoda huchapupu.
But if you have one trustee, who's going to call him to
account? Asi kana muine mutrustee mumwe chete ndiani achabvunza mumwe?
You have not operated according to this code.
Hamusi kushanda maringe nechinokorwa chataverenga.
So in my church I have a few trustees.
Saka mukereke mangu ndine boka rema trustee.
And we are all linked to the account at the bank.
Tose tine ma signature ku account yeku bank.
I am the number one signatory according to the quote.
Ndine ndine signature yeku tanga maringe nechinokorwa
ichi. Because the quote says the pastor can call upon the trustee to give an exact account or trustees.
Nekuti profeta ati mufundisi anokwanisa kubvunza ma trustee kuti zvemari zvakamira sei.
But if you have only one trustee, can he call himself to a meeting?
I don't know why you
are quiet.
I
just read you a quote.
Have
I offended you by reading you? Thank you very much. So now we come to deacons. We have to interplay the two offices. I want you to read the whole sentence up to the full stop there. And then translate. Listen to what he says about deacons.
The deacons, the duties of the deacons shall be to act as spiritual assistants to the pastor in all his spiritual activities. Basa rema deacon richava rekuita basa rekureva batsiri pane zvepamweya kune mufudzi mune zvose zvebasa repamweya raanoita.
So actually deacons then are interim pastors.
Saka madeacons zvinoreva kuti vatoriwo mafudzi nechimwe chiyero.
For they are spiritual assistants who? To the pastor.
Nekuti vari kubatsira pane zvemweya kunani kumufudzi.
So if the pastor passes on, who remains?
Saka mufudzi akatungamira kunasho ndiani anosara?
The deacons.
Madeacons.
Spiritual assistants.
Vanobatsira zvepamweya.
To the pastor.
Kumufudzi.
Mudara akagara pasi.
When an elder is seated.
God bless you. You are a wonderful group, I tell you. Yes.
Amen.
You are a wonderful group. We are not supposed to lust after any woman that's not your wife.
So
I cannot lust after you like I wish I had you for a church. I have my own spiritual wife in
Pretoria.
But I must tell you, you are beautiful. Keep it that way. Don't let anybody split you.
I cannot pretend that I'm a mumu with the Abu Patanurei.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I am going to go through a list of names from the messages.
Sinondagu Taurama Zita Emu Marizo.
Men that Brother Branham called my associates.
Abo Barume Vakans na Brother Branham. Vaive Vabasiri Vabo Semufuz.
Punch in the word little associate pastor. Little associate pastor Frenchman.
Muchirungu, little associate pastor Frenchman.
Died in flood.
Died in flood.
Brother Branham had an associate according to this quote.
Brother Branham, vaive nemu batsire wavo semufudzi. Maringe nechinokorwa ichi.
And I hope this quotation does not open up the wounds in the hearts of the Chester family. But rather that it should encourage them that somebody else in Brother Branham's days passed on the same way.
An
associate pastor who died in the waters. Let's read the quote. Here it is before you. I jumped in my car. I remember the last time I seen my little associate pastor.
Mufudzi mubatsiri wangu mudiki.
He grabbed me by the hand and said, Brother Branham,
akandibata ruoko akati, Ama Branham,
if I ever see you again, I'll see you in the morning.
Kana ndichazokuona zvakare ndichakuonai mangwanani.
And that's the last salutation one another as we saluted one another.
Ndokwazise kupedzisira yatakava naye patakakwazisana isu.
He died during the time of the flood.
Vakafa munguva dzemafashanu.
Then he corrects himself, says, oh, he never died.
Vakazozvigadzirisa vakati, aiwa haana kumboka.
He went home to be with Jesus Christ.
Vakaenda kumusha kunovana Jesu Kristo.
During the time of the flood, a little boy filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mukomana wechidiki angakazadzwa
neyo. A little Frenchman, D'Arc was his name.
Mu Frenchman wechidiki ainzi D'Arc. Amen.
Many of you are probably hearing this for the first time.
Vazhinji pamwe muri kutozvinzwa kekutanga.
Brother Branham was the pastor over the tabernacle for many years.
Brother Branham akava mufudzi ku Branham Tabernacle neko kwemakore akawanda.
So there were many changes that came, many changes that went.
Pane mushanduko dzakawanda dzakauya neshanduko dzakawanda dzakaenda.
Brother Branham called the following men associates as well.
Brother Branham vakataura masitai varume vanotevera kuti vaive vabatsiri vavo semufudzi.
Brother Palmer,
Ama Palmer,
Junior Jackson,
Junior Jackson,
Don Ruddle,
Don Radel,
Graham Snelling, George D'Arc.
George D'Arc.
He must have been related to the other one who passed on.
Anafananga vane hukamene uya akanga atungamira.
Brother Rasmussen.
Brother Ama Rasmussen.
Brother Hall.
Ama Hall.
Then more many of us know Brother Neville.
Zvino vazhinji vedu tinoziva Ama
Neville. Brother Capps.
Brother Capps.
Brother Willard Collins.
Brother Willard Collins.
But there were many more before then.
Asi vanga vane vakawanda vakauya mashure mavo.
The next quotation we're going to read.
Chinokorwa chatiri kuverenga chinotevera ichi.
Brings chills to me.
Chinogona.
Makes me tremble.
Chinoita kuti tidedere. Chinodederesa vakawanda.
I'll tell you why.
Chinovhundutsa regai ndikunze chikonzero.
Because you never would imagine that it could happen in the message.
Nekuti hamungambobva makazvifungidzira kuti izvi zvingaitika mumharidzo.
Let alone happen to the prophet.
Pamusoro pazo zvoitika kumuprofita.
While I'm speaking, my brother,
ndichiri kutaura hama yangu,
find me this quote.
Nditsvagirei chinokorwa ichi.
Name, church, sold, awful fix.
Tine mazwi echirungu ekuti name, church, sold, awful fix.
Awful is AWFUL. Space, fix.
AWFUL. Mozoti fix kumberi.
Chirungu.
English.
You be careful what you say around me.
Because
I love my sadza nenyama nemuriwe.
Noti ndinofarira sadza nenyama nemaveji.
God bless you. Here's the quote.
Marakuropa fadza hecho chinokorwa.
From here I'll take just about 10 to 15 minutes.
Kubva pano ndichangotora maminitsi anosvika gumi kana gumi nemashanu.
I said on Friday my services are not long.
Sezvandakataura musi wechishanu, mharidzo dzangu hadzirebeswe.
They are filled with a lot.
Dzakazara nezvakawanda.
Because I don't repeat myself.
Nekuti handizvidzokorodze.
Let's read.
Ngativerengei.
He speaks about 16 years ago and I left the church.
And makore 16 apfuura ndakasiya kereke.
Now it's going to refer to the property, but I still just can't turn it out.
Asi zvakadaro handikwanise kungoisiya.
He's going back to that quote.
Varikudzokera kune chinokorwa chiya.
He says, someday I will give this church over to the people.
Kuti nerime zuva ndichapa kereke ino kuungano ino.
Now here he's going to tell you why he didn't. Maybe he did later, but over here in 62 he's going to say, but still I just can't turn it out.
Pamwe vakazozviita havo kumberi uko, asi muna 62 vari kuti handikwanise kukupai chivakwa chino.
I've always kept my name attached to it.
Ndakagara ndakaisa zita rangu pachivakwa chino.
Remember he said that the trustees are also over the property.
Rangarirai vakati matrustees vane chekuita nechivakwa.
But over here, Brother Branham did something also as a head trustee.
Asi Brother Branham pane chavakaita iwo semukuru wematrustee.
Because if the pastor is the final authority,
zvino kana mufundisi varivo simba rekupedzisira.
Don't forget this. He's final over the trustees. He's final over the treasurers. He's final over the deacons. He's final over the elders. He's final over the musicians. He's final over the ushers. He's final over the assembly. And God is final over him.
Mwari ndo mukuru pavari. Pamusoro pavo.
Now we're going to read on. I've kept my name attached to it.
Zvino ndakagara ndakaisa zita rangu pachivakwa chino.
So that I could be a vote sometime if the wrong thing got started in here.
Kuti ndigokwanisa kuve nekusarudza kana patanga zvakaipa
pano. I would have a right to come and stop it because I've sweated it out for many years behind this pulpit. Ndinenge
ndine kodzero yekuya kuzozvimisa nekuti ndakadikitira makore akawanda.
17 years in here.
Makore 17 ndipano.
To keep the thing straight.
Kuti ndizvichengetedze zvakarurama.
When all kinds of isms and ins and outs and every kind of a cult.
Apo pari kuuya zvidzidziso dzakatsauka nezvese zviri kuuya.
And being the interdenomination, everything that flew in this way.
Zvino tiri ungano rini risina boka rarakarerekera nawo zvinhu zvakawanda zvakauya zvinhu
zvakabuda. And by the help of God we stood here with the unadulterated gospel.
Uye kuburikidza nekurubatsiro rwaMwari takamira pano nevhangeri risina kusimbiswa.
And she, the church, still stands the same tonight.
Uye kereke iye mudzimai pachake achingori akamira kusvika nhasi.
Right.
Ndizvo.
Here's the statement that makes me get goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Aya ndiwo mashoko anoita kuti ndinzwe kutya kukuru.
But there is times that this church has been tried to be sold under from me.
Asi pane nguva dzakauya dzekuti kereke ino yakatombenge yasvika pakuda kutengeswa ini ndisingazvizive.
And everything else like that, he has no time to tell you everything.
Nezvimwe zvakawanda zvakangoenderana neizvi.
If my name wasn't attached to it down there in the contract, down there,
dai zita rangu rakanga risimo mucontract yekuti ndiri muridzi wekereke ino,
sure would have been an awful fix tonight.
Tingadai titori pamamiriro ezvinhu akaipa madekwanano.
So why did he put his signature? Yes, it wasn't me. It was God, of course, that did it.
Sei vakaisa signature yavo pachivakwa vanoti hanga asiri inini ndimwari vakazviita hongu ndivo.
Would you have ever imagined? This prophet that we so revere and respect, that yet there were men in his church that tried to overthrow him and take the building from him and therefore the tithes as well, makes you think. And he tells you as you go on with the quote, because I bought the land in my name. Had he bought it in the name of an association, there would have been men in that church telling him, we are in control, not you. Why are you quiet? Why are you quiet? I think it's because you are, say, people trying to do that to Brother Branham. Yes. When you live too close to the light, it blinds you. They were too close to Brother Branham. They lost sight of the fact that he was a dispensational.
Vakarasikirwa nechokwadi chekuti vaive muprofita wechizvarwa chose.
So whoever is going to be pastor next,
saka ani zvake achazova mufudzi anotevera,
do not ascribe too much power to individuals.
Haikona kupa simba rakawanda kune dzimwe nhengo dzemuno.
Make sure that it runs according to these quotes.
Iva nechokwadi kuti simba rako nemafambiro ako zviri maringe nezvataverenga.
Now we are hitting the last part of the sermon.
Zvino taakusvika panhongonya yemharidzo.
I want you to give me 1 Kings 1:32.
Ndiva kuti mundipe madzimambo ekutanga chitsauko chekutanga ndima 32.
I am going to identify a priest called Zadok. From whence many years later the Sadducees came from.
Apo panozobva boka rakauya pambere apo rainzi Sadducees.
Zadok, Sadducees,
zvirikungofambirana.
And King David said, call me Zadok the priest.
Zino mambo David akati ndidanireiwo Zadok muprisita.
I want you to see that he was a priest in the days of David.
Ndakunditimone kuti aive muprisita mumazuva aDavid.
Then of course he had children.
Wongo akanga aine vana.
And in that lineage of his children there was a son that also became a priest.
Zvino mudzinza rake iro akava nemwanakomana akazova muprisita.
And it's 1 Chronicles 6:12.
Makoronika yekutanga chitsauko 6 nematwerufu.
Finding it, we will read.
Mukapawana
tichaverenga. And Ahitub begat Zadok, and Zadok begat who? Shalum.
Ahitubi akabereka Zadoki. Zadoki akabereka Sharumi.
So do you see that Zadok?
Mamone here Zadoki.
His son was who? Shalum.
Mwanako manakwa inzani? Sharumi.
Now give me 2 Kings 22:14.
Dipeo madzimambo echipiri 22:14.
So Shalum, the son of Zadok,
Saka
is
Sharumi
going to marry a wife.
Manako manawa Zadoki achawana mudzimai.
So that wife will become what? A pastor's wife.
Mudzimai we achazovachi? Mudzimai we mufudzi.
Do we agree?
Tirikuwirirana here.
Now here is a scripture.
Yero gwaro.
That is my last highlight before we go.
Inova nongonya yangu yekupedzisira tisataenda.
So we read.
Tana kuverenga.
So Hilkiah the priest and Ahikam and Akbor and Shaphan and Azariah went unto Hilda the prophetess, the wife of Shalum.
Na izozo mprisita Hikia na Ahikam na Akbori na Shafani na Azariah vakaenda kuna Huda muprofita kadzi. Mukadzi wa Sharumi.
Yes, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college.
Mukadzi wa Sharumi muprofita kadzi. Mwanakomana wa Tikava, mwanakomana wa Hasi muchengeti wenguo. Zvino iye mukadzi wakanga agere paJerusarema kurutiri rutswa rweguta.
So let's get this picture before we go.
Gati wanei mamiru aye zvinhu tisati taenda.
She is the wife of a priest.
Mudzimai womuprisita.
She lives in Jerusalem.
Anogara muJerusarema.
And then the scripture tells you exactly where she lived.
Magwarobva anyatsotsanangura chaizvo paaigara.
The second quarter of the Temple of Solomon, college. Second quarter.
Kamuri yepiri yetemberi ya Solomon.
Because when Solomon built the temple,
nikuti Solomon paakavaka temberi,
around it he had many rooms.
Akanga akaikomberedza nedzimba dzakawanda.
Storage for this.
Makamuri akawanda ekuchengeta izvo.
Storage for the oil.
Ekuchengeta izvo, chengeta mafuta. Ekuchengeta izvo.
Storage for the instruments.
Ekuchengetedza midziyo.
Storage for the garments of the priest.
Ekuchengetedza hanzu dzevaprista.
That's why it says Huda and wardrobe.
She repaired
the curtains and she repaired the garments of the priest.
Yeah, I saw na maketeni ne hanzu zema priestita.
Why does the Bible say she dwelt there?
Kose I Bible richiti aigara Jerusalem.
Give me Malachi 3:10.
Ndipeyo Malachi 3:10.
Which you know by heart.
Yamuno zira nemoyo.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse.
Unyai neze gumi zose miimba yashe.
What was the storehouse in the Old Testament? The temple.
Imba yeku chengeta mu Testament ekere yange chiri temple.
That there may be what? Food in my house.
Kuti muve nezo kudya.
I want those two lines to stick out. Bring it.
In
the temple in the Old Testament.
So that there may be
food. In case you didn't know. The food wasn't only for the male priests. What about the widows of those priests? They did not abandon them. Amen.
Amen.
They had accommodation for them.
Vakanga vachitowa pepe kugara.
And whatever came in for the priest.
Chero zvaiuya zvichipuwa vaprisita.
So that there may be food in my house.
Kuti muzova nechikafu mumba mangu.
And Hilda, the wife of Shalom the priest.
Huda mudzimai wa Sharumu muprisita.
She lives there.
Anogaramo.
Give me Deuteronomy 26:12.
Ndipewo Deuteronomy 26:12.
You must be able to differentiate the types of widows in the church. When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of an increase the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hast given it unto the Levite, number one, number two, the stranger, number three, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within your gates, and be filled. It's 12. It's Deuteronomy 26:12.
Zvino kana wapedza kutsaura zvegumi zvezvibereko zvako zvose negore rechitatu, nekuti ndiro gore rokutsaura zvegumi, unofanira kuzvipa murevhi nomutorwa nenherera neshirikadzi kuti vadye mukati mamasuo ako vagute.
So the ordinary widow in the assembly,
saka shirikadzi wo hayo nje iri muungano,
is another category apart from priestly widow.
Rimwe oboka reshirikadzi rakatsaurwa kubva kushirikadzi dzevaprisita.
You understand that?
Mazvinzwisisa saka.
Those ones that are in the audience don't receive them until they are 60.
Avo vari muungano havagamuchire rubatsiro kusvika vasvika makore 60.
But the widow of a Levite,
asi shirikadzi yemurevhi,
is a higher category than that one.
Cha chime chiro chepamusoro kudarika dziri muungano.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Why is she different?
Kose akasiyana.
She served with her living husband.
Akashumira pamwe chete nemurume wake airarama.
She served with her living husband.
Akashumira pamwe chete nemurume wake anorarama.
You cannot forget her now.
Aungakwanise kuzomukangana iye zvino.
Scripture.
Magwaro.
Hilda.
Hilda.
Dwelt in the second quarter of the temple.
Aigara muchikamuri chechipiri chetemberi.
The wife of Shalom the priest.
Mudzimai waSharumi muprisita.
Bring all your tithes to the storehouse.
Unzai zvegumi zvose kuimba yaShe.
So that they may also eat.
Kuti ivo vagowanawo zvekudya.
Last but not least,
chekupedzisira asi chisiricho chakazvidzwa.
When William Branham passed on,
William Branham paakatungamira kuenda kunaShe,
I don't find anywhere,
andina pandinowana ini,
where his wife was belittled and called names.
Apo mudzimai wavo akazvidzwa akatanga kutukwa kana kupiwa mazita.
Shame on so-called message people.
Mune nhamo imi munozviti vatendi vemharidzo.
I don't find Sister Midi begging.
Hapana pandinowana Sister Midi vachipema.
Till she passed on.
Kusvikira vazoendawo kunaShe.
Amen.
Amen.
I wrote here, stop.
Da nyora pano kuti chimira.
I shall stop.
Da kumira.
Last scripture.
Kwarore kupedzisira.
Deuteronomy 12:17.
Deuteronomy 12:17.
Then I'll give you a last illustration.
Zvino ndichazokupai muenzaniso wekupedzisira.
And I'll step out of here.
Zvino ndobva ndabva pano.
Do not hold back your tithes.
Haikona kuragera kupa chegumi chako.
Tithes are not yours.
Chegumi hachisi chako iwe.
The Lord says they are mine.
Ishe vari kuti ndezvangu.
Did the Lord say tithes are mine?
Ishe vati here zvegumi ndezvangu.
If there's anything to be set it straight quickly. But you cannot withhold your tithe. And your offerings. And you cannot even spend them on yourself. Because some people think, here's an opportunity to buy my new car tires.
You've
gone quiet, eh? Because the word is a discerner of the thought. When I say buy tires, I mean many other things in between.
Yes, our closing
scripture. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn. Or of thy wine. Or of thy oil. Or the first things of thy herd. Of thy flock. Nor any of thy vows which thou vowest. Nor thy freewill offerings, or heave offerings of thine hand. Don't hold them back. Don't eat them yourself.
Kana zamakwai ako, kana chipikiso nechipi chauno pika nacho, kana zipo zokuda kwako, kana chipiriso chinotaurwa neruoko rwako.
I'm going to relate to you my last experience in the message. Actually two. And early this morning, I didn't sleep well, you can imagine. Something said to my heart, when you come to this, count your words. Are you reading it there, brother?
Yes.
You are a witness. Because detail can be stolen from a live cast like this. There are people listening in, you know. So I'm not going to give you too much detail, but you'll get the moral of the story.
And this goes okupai zakawanda panyai. Asitaka kosha ndechekuti mubate chinangwa chacho chandaitaurira.
A minister that I know.
And
I want to tell you the country because then you start figuring it out. I knew him and he passed on. He was a laborer in the message. The kind that pitches tents there in the cold, in the rain. And he preaches the message of the hour. He passed on. When he passed on, he left a widow. The church chose a new pastor. But I want to take up for this brother. He's still alive. He's quite old now and sickly. When he took over the pastorship, before he took the first sheave of tithes from the kitty, he called all the officers together and the widow. He says, your husband started this church. I found him already in the message when I came.
And
he had been working many years before I came. He said, so all the tithing that came up to when he died, they didn't come in the name of me.
He says,
they came in the name of the deceased
pastor.
The reason why I've called you to this meeting, the prophet says tithes belong to the pastor. I'm the new pastor. So which tithes belong to me? What I've labored for or what I have not labored for? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I won't tell you the rest.
And it's a good day,
but this is how this man has been blessed of God. He said, you will receive a percentage. And the widow received a percentage till she passed on. And but the last one is very sad. Also in the message. It happens overseas. I won't say which country. Likewise, the pastor starts the church in his house. And guess what? From the house, it grows to a garage, motor
garage,
double garage.
They
have to leave the house, rent a school. They overgrow the school,
hall.
Eventually, they build a church. However, 20 years after, the trustees have not increased his salary.
Matikore tukwende apfura, matrustee hawana kumbowedzera mari yavo.
You all are married, most of you.
Mose makarora, nekurorwa.
Don't pretend to be very spiritual.
Haikona kuda kuedza, kuda kuzvita kunge vanhu
vemweya. You know that if you have a wife, she has a right to say what's happening.
Munozviziva imi kana mune mudzimai ane kodzero yekubvunza kuti zvinhu zviri kumbofamba sei.
And he keeps saying, I'll speak to them. I'll speak to
you.
One day he gathers enough strength to call them together. And it's after he's preached the Sunday morning service. So he says to the wife, don't be in the meeting, sit in the car. You know how these message people are about Jezebel and a woman's place. It's in the kitchen. So to avoid all that, wait for me in the car. 3 hours later, he comes out of that meeting. His face is down. Gets into the car, they drive. On the way home, he says to the wife, can I pull the vehicle off a little bit? I feel to just, you know, rest a bit. And he puts his head on the steering wheel. And she thinks he's praying. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Minutes 45.
She starts saying, hello. He had died. Heart attack. Stress. He never told the wife what was said to him in that meeting. All that he asked for was what Brother Branham said, tithes belong to the pastor. You cannot keep tithes and building fund and offerings in one account. The pastor must have his own account. Tithes belong to the pastor. Guess what those people did to this widow? After the funeral, a delegation was sent to her.
He
said, you must vacate this house. It belongs to the church. Guess what they did next? They then paid for a man from across the sea to move his entire household over to their country. And bought him a brand new house. And bought him a vehicle of status. The widow didn't live long.